The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you ready to find out what kind of person you are? Oh, yeah. A test that can be done in 60 seconds on TikTok. Then boom, here we go.
That's all you need. It's been proven time and time again that these tests mean nothing. I mean, except this one.
Tell that to Briggs and Myers, Joe. They made a whole career out of personality tests. People seem to like those.
It is true. And I did. I loved those.
And David Enneagram. That guy figured some things
out.
Yeah.
It was Myers. There's a great. Did you watch the documentary? I know Kelly did. There's a documentary about how racist that test is.
Myers-Briggs?
Yes. It's so messed up.
The lady who came up with it, she was kind of not into other types of people.
That, and she like tortured her daughter to take the test and take the test and take the test and take the test. It was crazy.
That's not great.
Yeah, well, those psychological people are always messed up themselves.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. They often offer good advice, but in the shadows, they're crazy.
Well, this is very simple. You have to imagine yourself going along through like a desert situation, okay?
All right.
You come upon a wall. Mm-hmm. You put your ear to the wall, and you can hear the bubbling water sounds of an oasis just on the other side.
That sounds delicious.
Okay.
And you have to figure out how to get past the wall. Okay?
Okay.
Your choices. You can go over the wall. Okay?
Okay.
You can dig under the wall. You can go around the wall or through the wall. Which one would you choose? Over, under,
choice.
Around, through.
That's all the info I get. I don't know how tall the wall is, how long it is.
That's what your imagination is to determine, Steve.
Okay.
I know what I want to pick.
Yeah, me too. But I think it's stupid.
I know.
Well, pick. There's no rules. You can pick what you want.
Well, I want to pick three of them.
Okay.
No, you pick one.
Well, that
exactly.
is stupid.
So I guess
take
there
it
are
back.
Rules.
Your plan was stupid. Okay. You're just going to stay on one side of the wall trying to make a decision.
Well, I'm a complex thing.
Are you?
Yeah, because part of me wants to climb the wall because climbing walls is fun. And that's my number one hobby, obviously. I want to burst through the wall like Kool-Aid Man because that seems like a party.
It does.
And then I also think, a lot of the time I am so not into doing anything. I just want to walk around that wall.
Mm-hmm. What does the wall look like you're imagining?
It's just a white wall.
Made of?
Like sheetrock.
Okay. Owings, what's the wall you're imagining?
Well, as soon as you said you come upon a wall in a desert, my mind thought it would be like a concrete wall and about the size of the thing that Marines go over in training.
That's what I imagine.
Yeah.
And so
I
immediately went, well, I'm just going to walk around it. It's not that wide.
So Hotwings, you're around.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you imagined one that was about the same as an obstacle.
Yeah.
Now, in my mind, it went a long ways.
Mine
like,
too.
Mine too.
Past where I could see the end. But somehow I knew there was an end if I just set out for it.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine. That's what you imagine, Steve?
Mine was just infinitely long. I could not see the end of it. I would have no way of knowing that there is an end to
it. So what would you choose?
Over.
You'd choose over.
Yeah, because it's Steve concrete, but it's only about, I don't know, it's like the height of a privacy fence, like 5-6 feet.
Okay. Kelly, what about you?
So I also imagined a wall that, but for whatever reason, I knew I couldn't go around it. I don't know why. Maybe it's the same as Steve. Like, I couldn't see the end, so I just assumed I couldn't go around. I want to go under.
You might be walking.
You're going to go under?
Yeah, ever. Which seems stupid, but I also imagined the wall was really, really tall. So
how
I,
tall? Like,
way too
up,
tall, like 20 feet tall.
Okay. And Joe, did you pick one, or are you still getting a blue ribbon committee together to figure out a plan?
I'm going over that thing.
You're going over because you like climbing.
I do.
So we have two around, two over, one under. No one's smashing.
All right. Now tell us why we're
through
all
it so yeah. bad.
Probably because we all imagined, well, Joe, your wall, in theory, you could have smashed through because you said it was drywall or
as long as
rock.
The studs are wide enough, I could do that.
Yeah. Take a while, but you could do it.
No, it'd take one go.
Oh, you're just going to run through
it. I mean,
you're
if it really is
it
just sheetrock, then yeah, it wouldn't be that
oh, yeah.
simple.
Oh, it'd be so fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's what it means. If you choose to go over the wall, which is Joe and Steve. People who choose to go over the wall are often ambitious, driven, overachievers, says Dr. Frederick, the person who was talking about this. They are confident in themselves and their capabilities, and they believe they can achieve anything they set their mind to.
He's spot on.
Can I be an ambitious, driven underachiever? Because I think
totally.
That's what I am.
Can you be that?
You might be an overachiever.
Like I have great expectations, and I think this is going to turn out awesome, and then it turns out okay.
All the time. That's my whole life.
Like I see things in my mind, say I want to do a project or build something. I see it, I close my eyes, and I see it in my mind, and I'm like, man, this is amazing looking. And then I open my eyes at the end of the project, and I'm like, yeah, you did okay.
Well, maybe if you weren't so driven and ambitious, it would look like complete hot garbage.
That's who he is.
Maybe.
Just trying to find a silver lining. I don't know if that is one. All right, Kelly, you're
going
to go.
Not many silver linings include the term hot garbage.
Kelly, you want to go under the wall?
I want to go under.
Here's what that says about you.
It sounded like it would be nice and cool.
People
know?
Who choose to crawl under the wall are not afraid to do the dirty work, literally and figuratively. They welcome difficult tasks. These individuals have overcome a lot throughout their life and are willing to do the hard work in order to achieve the outcomes they desire.
There we go.
You think that's accurate?
I think so.
If you dug under the wall, then it would cause a leak in the oasis.
Well, I'd make sure the oasis is on your side.
You'd still get to the water, though. Right?
I think it's a little further away.
Or maybe you bring
wall.
It to you. Maybe no, then the water comes to you.
See, in my mind, the water is like...
You're digging
like,
under a dam?
Yeah, those waves are like crashing over the wall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's no oasis. No,
yeah, no that's
just a pool.
That's a reservoir,
it's an,
at least.
It's an above-ground pool.
Yeah, it's a seawall. You're going to die. It's a tsunami. It's
but
a
no, levee. That is what I thought, though, when you asked. I was like, you know, climbing over, it seems easy and doable, but not for sure. And I figure I could definitely dig. And
but what if it is like
under and
a
through?
Pool and there's a bottom to it and you can't get through? Mm-hmm.
Well, then brought the oasis
oh,
to
what
me.
What a problem.
Yeah, right? But what if it's got a
no,
thick
no,
liner?
Like it's literally like a pool, like an in-ground pool.
Oh, like concrete.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you.
Well, that would be unfortunate.
The, yeah, that
you
would
just
suck,
have a
wouldn't
very
cool
hard
tunnel.
To dig through.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you choose to walk around the wall... That means you're the type to look for the path of least resistance. This option is Hot Wings and I. Mm-hmm. This option, does it mean you're lazy? What do you think?
Yeah.
Steve,
no.
Very fast. Yes.
No, it's work smarter, not harder. My wall's only like 12 feet wide. Maybe it'd be pretty stupid to dig under it.
However, damn.
No, my wall.
My wall went as far as the eye can see, but I somehow know there's an end, so I might be chasing a fool's goal.
You're walking around the Great Wall of China.
Yeah, right? I'm almost there. Yeah. Bones are falling out of my skin. These individuals would assert that they prefer efficiency over all else and will always be looking for ways to achieve their goals in the quickest, easiest, and most efficient way possible.
That could be all of us.
It really
does.
We
do love efficiency.
We do.
Now, we do, but like in, you know, other projects aside from this show, I find usually the hardest way to do everything. So I'm not sure this is applicable.
This person writes, When I imagined the wall, it had a door in it. I'm opening the door and going through. Not an option, but clever move.
I guess it is a clever move. I guess I am going to imagine there not being a wall or a door wall or anything. I'm in the oasis already. Now he's smart.
Yeah, in my mind, wall means not a wall. So
yeah, right.
I just walk through the oasis.
It's like a Spinal Tap type of wall.
Oh, I'm at home, guys. Now
Stonehenge.
So that really worked out.
Yeah.
No one on the show chose to break through the wall, but I'm certain people listening did, because there's a lot of people listening. If you consider yourself someone who would break through the wall, some may consider you pessimistic or cynical, but you are actually most likely a realist. These individuals might suggest that there is no hope for humanity and base these feelings off the many hard times and difficulties they have already endured.
Wow, what if they just like smashing stuff?
Because of these hard times, these individuals have become strong and believe the power of their will or their personal force can simply break through barriers standing in their way that others cannot. That's very positive in the end. It seemed like it was going to be a gut punch.
Yeah. That might be true, but I don't want to hang out with a wall breaker. I don't want to hear a seemingly pessimistic person talk about how, I don't know, bleak life is.
Well, it sounds
and
like
how their hardships made them stronger.
Said they're a realist.
Yeah.
Because they think they can smash through it because they're strong.
Yeah.
A pessimist would just lay down and die.
No, it's, I guess.
This text, what does it mean if I pictured a 4-foot-high wall? Means your imagination is pretty easy on you.
Yeah, watch some Reading Rainbow, bruh.
That was kind of what I pictured, too, but then I made
yours
it a little
was pretty
bit taller.
Short, yeah.
Yeah, it was only like 6 feet.
You could shimmy over that thing.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
I could climb a 6-foot wall.
Absolutely.
Well, we've all learned a lot about ourselves.
I feel like I have. I feel enriched.
I didn't read the last paragraph, but I believe what the doctor was going to write is, this test is 100% accurate, and however it described you is who you are.
Wow.
What does it say? And like, does it tell us if we want to sleep with our mothers or anything?
That's not the kind of test. Unless you said, my mom is nude on the other side.
Yeah, the splashing is my mom's juiciness.
Oh, yeah.
Then I think we would know. Probably for sure.